True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You ever been charged for something you felt like was a scam, but you paid it just to avoid the hassle?
Insurance.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Like charged by the police?
No, like charged like an extra fee on something. Like, an example, right. Let's say you have something shipped to you, and it arrives, and they're like, well, you have to pay this extra fee. And you're like, well, I didn't agree to that. And they're like, well, then we have to send it back. And you're like, well, crap, I want it. I don't want it to get sent back, so I guess it's not that much. I'll just pay it.
That's what gets me about infomercials, when they say, but wait, we'll send you two. Just pay a separate processing fee.
Yeah.
Why? Then you're not getting two. You're now paying for the second one just at a cheaper price.
That's exactly right, Kato. They kind of scam you.
Yep.
I have a friend who had this happen to him, and I thought what he did was pretty clever.
Okay.
He apparently had ordered some pretty expensive furniture, a dining room table and a set of chairs. He ordered it from another city, so it had to be shipped to him, and the cost of the entire thing was about $4,000 plus $150 shipping fee.
Oh, I'd eat on my couch. I don't need a table for
that. He's got money.
Well, and that doesn't sound unreasonable, like $150 shipping fee.
No, it doesn't sound bad, right?
Yeah.
But whenever the articles arrived, the shipper said there was an additional $75 delivery fee.
What?
He said, I already paid a shipping fee. And he said, well, the delivery fee is different.
Oh.
It compensates us for arranging the delivery at a specific time. You paid the shipping fee to get it here. The delivery fee is what we do once it gets here.
Okay.
So he said, that's no problem. He says, but I do have a receiving fee of $150. He says, this compensates me for having to wait 3 hours in the range of time that you said you would be here today. I usually bill at $100 an hour, but I'm giving you guys a break.
Yeah.
And he said, if you can't pay the receiving fee, that's no problem. You can just return the merchandise.
That's good.
Well, this guy called his boss, and he talked for a little bit, and he finally came back, and he says, my boss says we can drop our delivery fee if you can drop your receiving fee.
Yay.
And the guy said, I knew they would do this because they would have wasted a lot of money if I didn't accept this furniture, because they went to the trouble of bringing it all the way to my house, and then now they got to put it on a truck and send it back to the city, and they come out way behind, or they can eat the $75 they thought they were going to scam me for, and they probably get a lot of times from other people.
But when you do buy those big items like a refrigerator and they deliver it and stuff, you have to sign the papers that you want it, or any furniture. You have to sign the papers you're okay with what they delivered.
So right.
If he didn't sign those, you wouldn't have to ship that back.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and I don't know if this is one of those stories that's a one in a million shot, but it's worth a try. And any time you're getting scammed, like even if it's $25 and they're trying to scam you, there's a good chance. What they're doing is hoping that you'll just agree to make it easier. And in reality, they don't have any legal standing at all.
But if they say a delivery fee, and then you go with this idea and say, well, my receiving fee is $150, you cannot smile like it's a joke or something.
No, you got to make it dead serious.
It's okay. It's a joke, too.
Do you need to have it written down somewhere?
Yeah, you need to have it. Make out a little paper that they have to sign.
And that's something they love to do, is they print it on the form as if it's just unchangeable because it's in ink.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't have put that on a photocopier and added that into it with any Photoshop or any word processor out there. Now, that is, Hawk, you say you shouldn't smile, but sometimes that does work. I heard a story once about a guy that came in for a job offer, and the guy was going for an entry-level position. They asked him what he wanted, and he said, I would like $60,000 a year and a car, a private vehicle. And the guy goes, well, I've got news for you. We start our employees at $120,000 a year with a Lamborghini, and you also have a meal plan. And the guy's like, are you kidding? He's like, yes, I am, but you started it.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, Tori is taking a couple days off with the baby. She had her baby, if you haven't heard. And so we'll be checking in with her throughout the week. But this is a very interesting. I know we talk about food a lot here on the Hawk and Tom Show. Food and Wine did a big story on a new food mashup you didn't see coming. Trust me. Now, the word's fun to say, but would you try one? There's a seafood place in Charleston, South Carolina, selling a new dessert called Schmoysters.
When you say oyster and dessert in the same sentence, I'm a little concerned.
Well, it's Schmoysters.
Yeah.
It's oysters and s'mores mixed up together. The oysters on the hash shell topped with Hershey's chocolate, crumbled up with graham crackers, and a little tiny marshmallow on top that's kind of roasted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is for people who like s'mores, but they wanted some snot in the middle.
Ooh.
I'm assuming these are raw oysters.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, I don't eat raw. I've done it. I don't care for them. I like them steamed. But even steamed, I wouldn't want a marshmallow.
Well, it could probably be steamed, too, because they said that they brown the marshmallow on top.
He said even steamed, he wouldn't want it.
Yeah, even steamed, I wouldn't.
Oh.
No, I'd have it on a cracker with a cocktail sauce.
That's the only way I eat them, too.
To cover up the taste, to put all that cocktail sauce?
I like the taste.
It's kind of like the salad when you put all that ranch dressing on it. I don't want to taste the salad. I just want to taste that ranch dressing.
See, I don't drown my salad like a lot of people.
I drown my salad because I don't really like salad, but I like what it does for my poops. So I just I eat the salad with a lot of dressing.
I told you, man. Tom, it's like pouring milk on his a cereal bowl.
Now, I will fill my cereal so I don't see cereal.
No, I'm talking about his salad looks that way with ranch dressing.
I know people. Yeah, I usually, a lot of times I'll take my fork, get the salad, and dip it into a little cup of dressing.
Well, I'll do that sometimes too, but I really dip it in deep.
There you go. Restaurants call Fleet Landing if you want to try one of these s'mores.
Where is that located? I love Charleston.
I thought it was a s'moister.
I'm sorry, s'moister. What did I say, s'mores? Mm. Yeah, it's a s'moisters. And the manager says they were trying to come up with something different and realize no one was going doing a dessert oyster, so they combined them together. They said his first idea was during the Girl Scout season when he had Thin Mint oysters. He was going to put a Thin Mint on an oyster, and then he came up with the Schmoysters, which I thought is a great name. It's fun to say Schmoysters. Yeah. But don't think I want to try that.
I've actually been to that restaurant.
Really?
Yeah, it's right off Bay Street. But, Concord Street, which is not far from Bay.
You got
Bay,
tuna Thin Mints, maybe. Yeah, there's a little thing for
Why?
You.
Why?
Well, I'm just thinking of fish and cookies together.
Why? Why would anyone
because
feel the need to do this?
Because it's dumb. I'm like, I was trying to
well,
come up
they
with
did it for real.
I know.
So which one are we trying tomorrow?
Oh, for Torture Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
I could probably do the tuna and mint. You're talking about canned tuna, I'm assuming.
Yeah, the
I
star
could probably
kiss.
Do that.
I could do
that.
A schmoister once for Torture Tuesday, but it's not something.
I'm not going to eat an oyster raw.
I would. I used to do that a lot growing up on the beach.
I mean, I've done it.
And we would go and get buckets of beer and, you know, oysters by the dozens and just, you know, like you say, you drown them in cocktail sauce, preferably with a lot of horseradish and a cracker.
Nutter flounders. Instead of nutter butters, you could put those two together.
Is it fried flounder?
I would do it. Yeah. I didn't have a lot of time to come up with a bunch of them.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. But I
but you know, not taking fish sticks and dipping it in chocolate.
Oh, my.
Milk chocolate.
Mrs. Paul's fish sticks.
Gordon's, man. Gordon's.
Gordon's with some chocolate dip on the side. I just don't think I want fish to be any part of my dessert.
I'm not one that likes, very seldom do I eat anything that's salty and sweet. There are some things out there that's good like that, but normally I'm a salty guy.
I'm okay with salty and sweet, but we're talking about fishy and sweet.
Yes, I've never heard that.
Well, if your oysters are fishy, they might not be good.
Mm. Yeah, oysters when they're steamed, they can get a little fishy tasting.
I love them steamed. You're still kind of trying to come
I'm trying to come up with, I'm thinking Chips Ahoy. I'm thinking Fig Newtons. I'm thinking all the cookies right there, and I can't combine fish with it. So it's not, you know what? This is a stretch with the schmoysters.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
And if you feel tired all the time, if you just can't get caught up on rest, I know it can be really tough after a weekend to just try to get all your energy back. We've got a simple and easy way to do it. It's IV therapy with superior health and wellness. It's simple, easy, and regenerative. You go in, you sit down in one of the massage chairs that you actually pay money to sit in. They're that good. They relax you with the massage chair. You can get on your phone or bring a device or a book or whatever you want. It takes only 20 minutes. And they put in all of the IV ingredients that you need. I'm talking about vitamins, minerals, hydration, everything that you need to get that energy back. It's kind of like recharging your phone at night. You walk out with full bars, 100%.
Yeah.
And they can help with things like hydration, back issues and headaches, neuropathy, diabetes. They do allergy tests and chiropractic as well. So the simple, easy, and regenerative way to do this is with Superior Health and Wellness IV Therapy. Some places charge well over $200 for this. At Superior Health and Wellness, there's no out-of-pocket expense if your insurance covers it, or if it's self-pay, it's still under $100.
Okay, at SuperiorHealthcareSC.com to get more information. There's two locations. In Greenville, it's Wadehampton Boulevard, and in Spartanburg, it's East Main Street, SuperiorHealthcareSC.com. All right, sunshine for you today. It looks like a high of 86. Woo! You know, we were talking about s'moysters, and you're combining oysters and s'mores together at a restaurant in Charleston. I don't know if I want to eat that or not. But you know what? There are days when you should eat salad and go to the gym. And there's other days where you should eat pizza and refuse to put your pants on. It's called balance. That's what it is.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, does your job require a high tolerance for being yelled at? Now, we don't get yelled at too many times here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
We do on the phone.
Sometimes, you know. It happens.
People are like, why didn't you play my song?
Okay.
How come you messed up my shout out?
So they have a list of the top jobs that require a high tolerance for being yelled at. Customer service reps was like number one on the list. So, you know, somebody's complaining. It could be even a call center where you have some complaint about your whatever you got and it didn't work.
It's their own fault. It's the company's fault. I don't know. But when you have a problem with the product, it's forever before you can get through to a customer service agent. And then 9 times out of 10, they're not going to help you if you can even understand their language because they're in other countries. And it's like, okay.
Here's another one that surprised me. Teachers, they get yelled at by kids and parents.
Sad.
So
that's parents' fault for not teaching their kids respect.
Why did my kid make a B this time? They always make A's. In the military, you get yelled at a lot. You got the sergeant there, and they're standing. You see the movies. They're like right in your face. You're like, you know, you numbskull, get it together. Why'd you do it like that? And they're like in your face with their hot breath on you.
Are they allowed to do that still?
Yeah, I mean, that's a given.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
boot camp.
You know, back in the day, what are they called in the service? They weren't allowed cell phones. And now you see them with cell phones. It's like, are they even
watching? You mean soldiers?
Soldiers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has cell phones now.
Well,
back in the day, they couldn't have anything.
I mean, it makes sense, though. Our society has changed. That's probably the best way to get in touch with them. Hey, there's a war. Tell everyone else in the platoon.
Yeah. Police officers get yelled at a lot.
Yeah.
Because they're expected to stay calm and keep the situation calm, and then you're sitting there, you know, and of course, you know, you got the people that's been drinking a little bit, and they're going to get rowdy.
Why
are
you pointing at me?
I didn't point at you.
I don't yell at officers.
I respect
officers.
I was gesturing.
So, I don't understand why someone yelled at a cop. I mean, the last thing I do is want to make them mad at me.
Right.
Well, I think sometimes when they're in the backseat of the police car, they're yelling then. It's too late.
I didn't.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Kato. Referees get yelled at a lot.
Yep.
It's at the ball games, you know. You know what? I was at the Christian football, you know, league, and this lady was just going at it, man. And I'm like, wow. That kind of surprised me.
Where's the Christian football league?
Well, the Christian, like, My kids go to Southside Christian.
Oh.
His opposing team, but she was yelling at the referee.
I was at a lacrosse game at a public school.
Yeah.
And the parents were yelling at the referee. And next thing you know, their little seven or eight-year-old kid is yelling obscenities to the referee. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Stay classy.
Yeah.
Healthcare workers like doctors and nurses, even veterinarians, it's an emotional, your emotions run high, they say, during those crises, and so they get yelled at a lot.
Huh.
And that also, they say pharmacists. Again, it's health-related, and they end up being the middlemen for the insurance companies.
I was about to say, that's exactly what it is, insurance companies.
And it's sad. It's sad when your doctor can't give you a prescription, and the pharmacist says, I'm sorry, your insurance is refusing to pay for it.
Yep.
How is that even allowed?
Yeah, we've got a messed up medical system here. Yeah. Unfortunately, they're all messed up from what I've seen.
Yeah.
I see people like, I just saw a reel with this woman in Canada who's getting an MRI for a brain tumor, and it's scheduled for January of 2026.
Hmm.
So it's like, all right, in America, you'll pay way too much for it. In Canada, you can't get it for a year. It's like all of the systems are messed up in some way.
Now, this is more lighthearted as far as jobs where you get yelled at a lot, and that's line cooks. Because a lot of times it'll be like, you know, you got Cynthia over there. She's taking the order, and then she yells back, two eggs over easy, hold the bacon, and add two pieces of toast. So they're getting yelled at that way.
Oh my God. More
of a nice way.
No, I think the line people are the ones that the servers come up to and say, you didn't do this plate right.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
you didn't get this rare. This is cooked like a brick.
Well, that's the shit. That's the cook.
Oh. What's the difference in that line?
I work the sideline, the line shift, usually after the cook pulls the meat off the grill or whatever, you're prepping the plate.
Okay, kind of like when Gordon Ramsay's yelling at people, and he's like in the kitchen.
Never watched it.
Well, he's always yelling at
you
ain't doing it right.
Yeah.
So here's some people you should never scream at, they say. Any servers like at the sandwich shops or, let's say, the ice cream places, because they're the one that's controlling the size of scoop that you get. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
And like the sandwich makers or even, you know, the deli people that are at the grocery stores, you want to be nice to them.
I don't mess with anyone who's doing anything with my food because I don't want them messing with my food. Literally. So I'm nice to them.
Yep.
Workers you should never scream at, your dentist.
Why would you scream at your dentist?
I don't know.
He wouldn't understand you anyway.
Yeah. He'd stick that drill back in your mouth. I don't think I got all that cavity.
I just can't even imagine a scenario where you would yell at your dentist.
I think it's just in pain, maybe. Hairstylists, they say, don't yell at them because, you know, unless you're going to leave for good, then you might want to yell or complain at that because they are in charge of your mohawk.
I told you I knew someone, a stylist that was doing a lady's hair, and the lady was complaining the entire time that she was cutting it and fixing it.
Uh-huh.
So she just stopped in the middle and said, leave. Just in the middle of doing her hair, just said, leave.
I guess
I don't
you
want
do
you to
that.
Come back here anymore.
And then auto mechanics were mentioned, and they said to never scream at anyone that has access to your brake lines.
I don't know. You know, I saw a meme. It said, he said the mechanic's walking in with the air filter, said, I don't know why you bring in that in here. I'm here for an oil change.
Uh-huh.
Put that filter back.
Oh,
you know how they come in there and go, well, your filter's clogged.
They find all kinds of stuff wrong with you.
Put that filter back. Just change the oil.
So you got to have some tough skin to work in those professions. I can't think of anything else like the telemarketers, I think, would be one where you get yelled at quite a bit.
Why answer?
Because it's fun. I like to prank them.
You know what, though? I am getting so much more. I thought that we got rid of the cell phone telemarketers, but I've been getting all these new voicemails and text even.
Yeah.
I got a text that said I didn't pay my toll fee for the Southern Connector.
Well, just send the money in.
I already did, twice. And they keep texting me.
It's a scam.
I think so.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
My son is getting ready to start his senior year in high school next year.
Yeah.
So he is looking into colleges and career options and trying to figure out what he wants to do to major in and all of that.
Yeah.
So we've been looking at a lot of different job opportunities out there. And I found one that may not be as typical as most people think of, but boy, does it pay well.
Hmm.
And I never knew this before. But did you know that the guys who carry around the golf clubs for pro golfers actually make a tidy sum?
The caddies.
The caddies.
Yeah.
For example, last year when Scottie Scheffler won the Masters, the purse was $3.6 million. Out of that $3.6 million, he paid his caddy 10% or $360,000 for that. So the caddy had a pretty good day, too.
Just in like a week. Mm-hmm. Just in the less than a week.
Yeah, that's true. They got a lot of tournaments. So is that, it's every tournament?
So the way it works out is, mm-hmm. this is typical. It's not in a contract, but this is roughly what they do on average. The caddy gets 10% of a player's winnings if they win, 7% of their purse if it's a top 10 finish, 5% if they make the cut and actually just get on the course for the weekend.
Yeah.
So on top of that, they get a regular salary. The salary ranges from $100,000 to $200,000 a year. Ooh. So they're making, on average, $150,000 a year plus the bonuses that come along if they're with a good golfer.
But they also are a big help. I mean,
oh, yeah, I'm not saying they don't deserve it at all.
That old movie Caddyshack is not how caddies are. I mean, they know the game enough to know which clubs to use, which irons to use.
They absolutely do. There's a competition among the caddies to try to make sure, like, they want to know the course better than the other caddies so they can help their golfer win. And it makes sense because they get a cut of the winnings. So they want to absolutely tell him, hey, this green breaks to the left, or there's a hump in the halfway point, or whatever it is, so that he can get that ball in the hole because it's more money in their pockets. What's interesting, too, this actually started out back a long time ago. They would actually have black men who were the caddies, and they didn't make anything. And Augusta turned that around with the Masters, and it suddenly became a very noble profession and a well-paid profession. And that was one of the big things Masters did to help with racial equality.
And there is a movie based on that. I can't think of the name
of it. Will Smith in it. It's Vance something.
I think that's it, yeah.
Yeah, it's got Matt Damon in it, too, I think.
I don't remember. It's,
but
it's
yeah, there's
movie,
a couple of those out there.
Yeah, it's a good
but
movie.
It is. It's amazing.
It's Men in Vance, Men in Golf.
Not
Vance.
Men in Black. Independence Men.
Yeah. But so they basically turned a racist policy into a livelihood and a source of esteem. They say caddies can make more money in one win than a man might see in his lifetime. I mean, you think about, you get a $400,000, because the Masters this year was $4.2 million. So that caddy's getting roughly $420,000 on top of $100,000 to $200,000 salary and probably other wins during the season.
And Rory McIlroy, whatever his name is, that's the first time he has won.
The Masters?
Yeah,
but he's probably won other tournaments.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's
so
super good.
His caddy is getting all this money, too. He is not doing shabby.
You know what? You just go do some golf swings. You go like Top Golf or even, you know, mini putt and stuff like that.
I was sore.
it's a hard art to master. So you do need somebody over there to kind of give you and I had golf lessons one time, and I asked the pro, like, what's my problem? He said, well, your ball is too close after you hit. After you try to hit it, you're standing too close to your ball.
Huh?
That means I didn't hit it at all. It takes me three swings to hit the ball.
I was going to say, if it were baseball, I struck out so many times at golf, Top Golf. I was so embarrassed. I'm like, why don't they block off the other bays so those people don't see me swinging?
Well, and the golf pros, the caddies, like, keep your head down. I'm sure they're not telling these professionals that. But what if we had a caddy in here? Like, you know, we'd run some jokes by them. Like, you know, I don't think I'd use that joke right there.
That caddy wouldn't make any money at all.
Hawk's caddy would be busy.
Oh, come on. Like, every joke you have is like
a difference, though.
9-iron.
I try to do jokes that I think are probably going to be funny. You just sling everything out there and
why
hope
not?
10% of them stick.
I hack at it just like I do on a golf course.
Do they have caddies at Frankie's? That'd be neat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do I use the red club or the blue club?
There's a windmill halfway through this one. Watch out for it.
Yeah.
Oh, the legend of Bagger Lance. People are
texting
me.
Bagger Vance.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a good movie. But I couldn't do the golfing thing. I like the golf, but only when there's a beer cart driving around dropping off drinks.
That's the beauty of being a caddy, is you can be bad at the game but still be a good caddy. You're like, you know, I tried making it in golf. I couldn't, but I'm a pretty good caddy. I can tell them what's coming.
You know, and that's so weird, too. It's like you see the Masters. You watch it. It's all quiet. You got people standing right there at the sidelines of the golf course. Like, that's kind of a dangerous place to be. I'm like, if it were me hitting the ball, I'm like, I'd hit a couple of spectators. But those spectators are right on those professional golfers.
That's why they're professionals.
I know, but I'm like, it still would like, you get, are they going to hit a great hit every time? I'm like, I'm sure they've scattered some of the crowd, you know, every once in a while.
I was at a tournament on Thornblade years ago. I was thinking, was it the Thornblade Classic or something? And yeah. Not too far from where I was standing, you hear a big old knock, and you see a girl go to the ground.
Oh.
And next thing you know, paramedics, I mean, they split her head open.
I know.
Paramedics came out and got her. She was knocked out. So it's not a – the Masters is an experience, though, if you've never been.
Yeah.
They got really cheap food, which is good. But the year I went, it rained the entire time.
For me, I prefer bowling over golf because I don't lose as many balls when I'm bowling.
That was one you threw out to see if it would stick.
That was good. There's a lot of people laughing here across the upstate.
I'm sure. I just can't hear
it. That ball comes back to you with bowling.
No, well, when it don't, it takes 30 minutes for that girl working the front desk to go reset it.
It's about as long as me looking for my golf balls when I lose them.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Well, do you know how to pump gas correctly?
I mean, it's not complicated.
Well, you know what? Apparently, it is for some folks. If you want to save some money, it is anyway. As a TikToker, it went viral with some ways that you might be pumping your gas wrong. Now, this is only going to save you a few pennies. And, Tom, you know all the, you know, physics and chemistry and all that stuff, science, and I think it's what it's called.
Yeah, I think they debunked half of this guy's stuff.
So, filling up in the morning or at night... They say, Gas expands when it's warm, so you get a little bit more for your money when it's cold outside. So if you do it in the morning, you get a little bit more gas in there.
And that, you know, the cooler weather is what they're saying, but that's also one that came back and said you're saving pennies.
Yeah, it's not even that much because the gas is stored underground where the temperature is fairly constant.
Yeah.
So it's not even getting that much colder or hotter whenever it's pumped because it's coming from about 54 degrees underground.
I do it in cooler temperatures because I get hot. Hot standing out there in the sun.
There you go. Put the nozzle clip on the lowest setting. You get a little tan right there, don't you?
Yeah.
Put the nozzle clip on the lowest setting. They say it's worth the wait because the faster you pump, the more it turns to vapor, and the gas pumps have vapor return lines that sucks it back in.
It can't be enough to matter.
But they say it's only pennies. It's only
pennies. Why would you do it then?
Well, you do. You get enough pennies, and you got like a quarter you've just saved.
But once it, I mean, when I put it on the fastest pump, you know, release, as soon as it clicks, I keep putting more in there. I can get at least $5 more in there.
They say not to do that.
Till I see it coming right at the top.
It gushes over.
No, you don't. That's too much.
Yeah, but I know, but sometimes you can't control it. It spills on your car, and your car is dirty, and it makes that little line right there, and you're like,
man. It's also bad for the environment, because think about millions of people doing that every day.
The thing I hate is when you are pumping your gas, and it's going great, and somebody comes right over on the other side, and they start pumping theirs, and yours slows down a little bit. I know I'm whining a little bit, but
no. But I did one time go to pump, and it was like one.
Yeah,
two,
I hate those.
Three. And I read somewhere there's air in the line, so I literally did what I read to do. And you take the pump out, hold it up in the air, and put it back in, and it pumped
really
faster. It did. So I don't know if that was just me or that was true.
They say don't wait until your tank is empty. Claim that gas evaporates faster when there's more air in the tank. But again, it doesn't make a huge difference. Again, you're just saving a few pennies there.
Mm-hmm.
But they say when your tank is low, more of it can clog your filters. So it's better to just always ride with at least half a tank in your car.
I call bull crap on that one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not worth the hassle, and it doesn't really. Your filters work. They do what they're supposed to do. It takes hundreds of thousands of miles for that to matter.
And then don't gas up when a tanker truck is there loading
in.
But they've got filters in place. That's what the filters do, is they keep that sediment from getting into the lines.
Uh-huh. So I guess the best way to do it is maybe the way I do it. I look at gas prices. I mean, I look at those signs. I do my research. I'm like an investigator. I Google it a lot of times. You know, sometimes I'll have to drive over to Spartanburg to get better, you know, gas price.
We need to talk.
But you save pennies.
I do.
You could almost buy a piece of bubble gum these days.
But you know what? And I know you educated us on this. Whatever they buy the gas for is what they go for. That's why you might have two gas stations right beside each other, and one might be 10 cents cheaper.
Well,
but you go 10 cents cheaper on, you know, 20-gallon tank, and that's $2 you save right there.
Wow.
But see, I don't think, like, if you bought it 10 cents cheaper and the guy across the street has it for 10 cents more, you're probably going to raise your price to make money.
But they can't do that. That's illegal, right?
No, I don't think so.
They charge what they want. Price.
I think sometimes they actually lose money on gas to get you into the convenience store where they're making a killing.
Now, I don't look at prices. I go to what's convenient. However, right now I can save 10 cents a gallon at Circle K, but I only have 30 days to use that. And I can save 20 cents a gallon at a BP over on East North Street because that's my Harris Teeter points.
This sounds like
and
a
that
math
runs
problem.
Out at it is. The end of the month.
It's
and
gas.
I have a half a tank of gas.
It's gas math is what that is.
I'm like, okay, I got a half tank of gas and two discounts that in 30 days will be
gone.
Well,
you got to be in the club to get that Circle K discount.
Yeah, you do.
If Cato leaves the Circle K at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, we like to think we've got everything figured out and our brains make sense and we're logical. But there is so much about being a human being that isn't logical. It's crazy.
Yeah.
A great example is, if, say, you're lost or you're looking for a street. The first thing you do is turn down your radio.
Uh-huh.
That's because somewhere in our brain, it's wired that the listening is actually using up some of our brain power, and so we take that out of the mix. We're able to focus more on what we're looking for visually.
Yeah.
Right? It turns out there's another neat trick you can use that's along these same lines. If you're in a place that's very loud and there's a lot of background noise and you're trying to listen to someone, there's a neat little trick that can help you hear them better.
Leave. I know, yeah.
No, it's easier than that.
That's a good one, though. How about read their lips?
No, most of us don't know how to do that.
I never forget going into a restaurant in Charleston, and my dad was like, it was so loud. I mean, we couldn't hear each other talk over the table. My dad was like, I don't like this. I'm like, well, Dad, it is called the noisy oyster. It was back then.
Yeah, but how many times you go out and you just want to have a conversation with a friend and it's just too loud?
Okay.
That's why I don't like to go to many places that have a band, because a lot of times that band is entirely too loud for the place that it's playing.
Well, I'm going to be able to help you guys out because this tip could solve your problem.
Okay, do it.
They tested people's hearing by having them listen to someone talk, but they made it harder by adding background noise. They found that the people being researched could pick out more words in each sentence when they tapped their finger to a beat.
Oh, wow.
It worked whether they tapped along to a beat or in a rhythm at their own pace. But they say the way our brains are wired, the part that controls fine motor functions, like tapping your finger, is intertwined with the part that controls hearing. And tapping or moving to a melody can help your brain tune out the background noise. So they say the next time you can't hear someone because the music is too loud, try tapping your finger to the beat and see if you can hear better.
I can't do two things. That's multitasking. I'm like,
what is multitasking? You're just tapping your finger and listening.
That's listening. Okay, but I don't. But you had to do it to the beat, to whatever the music.
It didn't say that at all.
Okay,
it just says to either do it to the beat or to a steady rhythm.
Oh, okay, so I could do it to the way I am talking right now. I'm tapping the desk right now.
Well, or just do it just a tap, a regular tap.
Did you hear the way I was talking though?
Yeah,
I am counting my words right now and tapping at the same time.
But you don't tap while you're talking.
No, you tap while you're listening.
Yeah. Oh.
Maybe Hawk wasn't tapping when I said that, and he didn't hear me over the loud background noise in the room.
Okay, that's going to be weird.
I don't see why, because I tap my fingers without even realizing it half the time.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Well, most of the time you're getting called out by Cato or Tori because you're like, you're over here tapping, and no one else, that like, that's driving them crazy, and you don't even know you're doing it.
Or somebody with a pen, and they're clicking the pen.
Mm-hmm. Now, they didn't study that, but it could work. I think the tapping is a little less annoying, especially if you don't do it hard. Right. I've been tapping this whole time. I don't think you can hear it.
No.
So I'm hearing you guys really well, though.
Okay.
Granted, there's no background noise, and it's just three of us in
here. That's true, yeah.
But I think that would be worth trying the next time you're at a place loud. I mean, just kind of tap your finger steadily and see if it works, because it makes sense. It's like the way our brains do when you're slowing down and you're trying to look for something, you turn the radio down. It's almost like those two parts are wired together.
All right, finger tapping. Now, you might look weird. Like, why are you tapping your finger over there?
I don't know. I don't think most people would even notice. But if they did, they'd just think you had a nervous habit.
But if you tapped your...
Well, don't do that.
Your cup on the table or your plate.
Or how about your foot? You could tap your foot.
It doesn't specifically mention that. I don't know if that would count as fine motor skills or not.
What if I just grabbed two spoons and played the spoons?
Yeah, you're just adding more background noise.
What if you get like your chopsticks and you're doing like a drum? Like
now you're just adding more background noise.
That's true.
That'd be more fun.
I just feel like this is worth trying. It's one of those kind of secret tricks that you have that no one else knows, but you've got a superpower. You can hear in bars.
But you're doing it the whole time, and I'm feeling the vibrations over here of you tapping, and it's kind of been annoying the whole time.
Well, not everyone shares the same table while it's happening.
But you're tapping while you're talking, too. You're supposed to stop,
ain't you? It doesn't say you have to stop.
Now, does your restless leg tap enough for you not to have to tap your finger?
I don't know. I've never tried that before. I don't think so, because I don't even think about the restless leg. It just goes. But I'm thinking about my finger tapping.
I'm all about it, because like Cato said, you got one of those places where the band's there or just a bunch of loud noise and you want to chit-chat.
You just made me think when you said I would probably focus on my tapping more, that I wouldn't even hear what they said anyway.
Yeah.
They'd be talking to me. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? I'm tapping over here. I didn't hear what you said.
My tapping was too loud. I couldn't hear you. Sorry. Excuse me.
Well, it's not going to bother anyone else or anything.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
This is when I'm going to leave.
Hey, it'll be quieter.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
It is exciting here in the studio right now. You know, we're celebrating two new game shows on Game Show Network. Tic-Tac-Doe followed by Bingo Blitz weeknights starting at 7 p.m. Eastern. Contestants on Tic-Tac-Toe compete to place three of their marks in a row on a giant trivia board with a dragon in the grand prize round, making strategic moves to try and block the other players from winning.
Can I play the dragon?
And Bingo Blitz.
You can.
Contestants answer trivia to earn bingo balls and points. It's an ultimate game of knowledge, strategy, and luck. And in both shows, players have a chance to win $10,000. Now, we don't have $10,000. But we do have $500, and it's a lot easier than that to win. We're playing our radio version of Tic-Tac-Toe, and here is how we're going to do it. We have Teresa Carter from Toccoa, Georgia, on the line with us right now. How you doing, Teresa?
Doing fine. How are y'all?
All right. We're great. Yeah. We've got your three categories chosen, and you are going to answer three trivia questions. If you get all three of them right, you will win $100. If you miss them, hang on the line because you'll still go in a drawing to possibly win $500. So either way, you got a chance at winning today.
Okay.
All right. Your first category is by the book. And your question is, what does the Kelley Blue Book help you determine the value of? Is it A, used cars, or B, baseball?
A, used cars.
That is correct.
Oh, first one.
All right. You are one-third of the way to winning $100 this morning.
Come on, Teresa.
Next category is do-over. A mulligan is a do-over in what sport? Tennis, golf, or volleyball?
Oh, come on.
Oh.
It's that time of year.
Golf is correct.
All right.
Good job. If that was a guess, it was a good guess.
That was a good one, yeah.
And category three is hit the streets. On what street is the New York Stock Exchange located? Canal Street, Wall Street, or Avenue of the Americas?
Say those again?
The question or the answers? Canal Street, yeah. Wall Street, or Avenue of the Americas?
I'll go with Wall Street.
That is correct! You just won $100 with Tic-Tac-Toe.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's that easy. You can win, too. So congratulations. Don't forget to watch Tic-Tac-Toe followed by Bingo Blitz weeknight starting 7 p.m. Eastern on Game Show Network. Yeah.
Hang on the line. Teresa Kate will tell you how you can get all your money.
Thank you.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Okay, ladies, so if your man is complaining about dinner, I got a little trick for you. Researchers found people who ate the same food in different settings rated the food as better quality and less salty when you do this. One little thing.
Oh, eat at the dining room table.
Okay, that's not it. When they ate in a room with the lights dimmed and tablecloth on the table. That's all you got to do. Put a little tablecloth on the table and dim the lights, and your man will like your dinner much better.
Is that why some of those fancy restaurants you can't even see to walk in the door?
Yeah, because
it's so dark.
You go in there.
But it's good.
And you're like, hey, do you have a flashlight?
Yeah. Can I hold the host's arm?
Yeah.
I tried that once, and they don't like that.
Yeah.
It is dark.
So people rated food as less salty when in a dimly lit room because they feel like their other senses were kicked into high gear. So, like, the sense of sight was compromised. The other thing, like your taste and stuff, kicked into high gear.
This explains why my ramen noodles last night were awesome.
Yeah, because it was a dimly...
Well, my whole house is dark because my friends will come over going, can you please turn some lights on?
Yeah.
I'm like, I like it dim throughout my entire house.
Me too, Kato. My wife complains. She's always opening the blinds, and I'm like, please, just pretend I'm a vampire.
Now, I will open blinds during the day.
Yeah, yeah.
And my lights are out. I don't cut the lights on until at night, but... It's all dim.
You think about it, though. You go to Chop House, sometimes I don't even see my food at Chop House.
Wow, it's not that dark.
I was sitting beside, I was at another table. I didn't even know.
Yeah, you went to the restroom?
And I'm like, where's my family?
But that is actually smart of them because they already serve great food, and now they're enhancing the flavor to you because you're doing... Now, what I don't understand is you said that because your sense of vision is compromised, the other senses kick into high gear.
That's what they say.
It seems like your taste would then notice the saltiness more, not less. That's what I don't understand about that.
Mm. That is true,
So it's kind of all the backwards from what you would expect.
Well, now they say the presence of the tablecloth had a bigger impact on the perceived quality of the food than the lighting of the room did.
That's pretty scary. It's almost like we're stupid.
But if it's one of those red and white checkered boards,
right.
Yeah, plastic.
Picnic.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know, though. That used to be Pizza Hut used to do that, and I loved it.
Oh, well, that's true, but, well, you know,
yeah, hot dogs I used to have a shirt, good. And my friend said, oh, that's your Pizza Hut tablecloth shirt.
Yeah, yeah. But when you do put that little picnic spread on that old picnic table,
yeah,
at a reunion or something, it does fancy it up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, makes the watermelon better.
It does.
Wow.
Yeah, it makes that potluck from the family really good.
Yeah.
That's pretty scary that a tablecloth makes us perceive our food differently.
We're weird.
And also the dimly lit room. I'm afraid of the dark, to be honest with you. I don't like some of those restaurants where it is so dark.
I don't like them too bright, though.
Yeah. No. I got to say, when I eat fast food, like when I go to the drive-thru at night, it usually tastes a little bit better.
Yeah, driving home.
Put a little napkin over my lap. It's like a... It's like a little picnic table spread there. It
makes
it
better. Fast food places should dim their lights and put down the tablecloth.
Yeah.
And we would be like, man, they've gotten way better.
All right. So if you want to do this experiment tonight, you know, just try it on you guys, on people at your house, and see if it works. Just put a tablecloth on and dim the lights. And they'll be going, what's up? Maybe a little candlelit dinner there.
That's why maybe you do candlelit.
Yeah, probably so.
I always thought it was because the person across from you maybe not that good looking, so you're trying to make them look better.
That ain't right.
What do you mean?
Maybe everything's better in the dark.
Oh, I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.